Welcome into the Rebel Room, Ryan Green, Alex the Mamba Adianju.
What up, players?
What's going on, boss? It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's a long time no hear from. You know, your boy had to do some work. You had to make that paper.
No football, too.
No football. That's kind of a... no football, I don't work.
Pretty you much. Big timed us last week when we wanted to talk hoops.
I didn't big time you. I was doing something, probably.
Well, we talked hoops last week. We'll talk the hoops more starting next week. As we will be looking back at that point on the 2008 First Look event this Friday at the Thomas & Mack. But for now, the talk is UNLV football once again as the 3-3 Rebels come off of a bye week. They welcome in Air Force.
Air Force.
35-10 win at San Diego State. Everybody's winning at Arizona State or at San Diego State.
And they're winning at Arizona State. As well.
But they will be coming into town with the nation's number 5 rushing offense and the conference's number 1 rushing offense. And what better place to start, because nothing has given UNLV more fits than
the triple and the option in particular, which Nevada Reno ran all over. And now they welcome in the 5th best rushing offense in the country. And if UNLV has had 2 weeks to prepare for this one team, so hopefully it'll be better than the last 2.5 games results.
Well, it needs to be. I mean, that's
I
think that kind of goes without saying. It just needs to be.
You mean 1,130 yards in 2 games is not good?
No.
Giving up?
No.
Really?
Let me drop some numbers for you really quick before we delve into this much further. Air Force, this season through 6 games, number 1 in the league in rushing offense, 292.5 yards per game. They are tied for 2nd with 15 rushing touchdowns. Rush defense, UNLV, in 6 games.
Oh, no.
8th in the Mountain West.
Don't
eighth.
Do
they're
it.
Not even, they're not worst.
Oh, okay. Okay.
213 yards allowed per game, 2nd in touchdowns allowed with 14 on the ground. Now, for reference, San Diego State is the worst in the league against the run, 271 yards allowed.
That's not good.
But now here's the other thing. Passing offense, Air Force is 9th, dead last, in the Mountain West.
Well, you don't got to pass the ball if you run the ball all the time.
Listen. 80.7 yards per game. 64 pass attempts in 6 games. So you know what they're going to do. There's no secrets.
You mean they're not going to throw the ball 62 times this coming up on Saturday?
No, there's no secrets. They're not going to get cute. They're not going to – I mean, it's just the truth.
If you were going to say over under on number of pass attempts by Air Force this week, what would it be?
I'd say 8.
8?
Well, they're averaging just over 10, so I think 8's a pretty fair number because, I mean, if recent history tells you anything, they're probably going to have success running the football. So, no, I'm, and you know what? We're going to keep saying it until they give us a reason not to believe that.
Yes.
I mean, that's just the way it is. But the thing is that for this rushing offense for Air Force, I mean, it's spread across, you know, 5-6 guys who do all the damage. I mean, in the league's top 10 rushers, they've only got 1 there. And Kyle Lumpkin. So
they're a team when it comes to their run game. They don't rely on one player. They rely on, like you said, 5 or 6. And that's just punishment. I mean, when you get down to the 4th quarter, all those guys are fresh. All the other defenses are tired after seeing that run game for all game long. So they'll just explode for you more. I bet if you look at their quarter-by-quarter average of rushing yards, you'll see 4th quarter, it gets bigger from the rest of the quarters. I'm just guessing.
I'd say you're probably right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I mean, that's like saying the sky's going to be blue tomorrow. but
wow. Can't even give your boy props.
Well, let's look at rushing for this team because, all right, through 6 games, net rushing yardage, you have 6 guys with at least 132 yards on the ground.
That's impressive.
That's a lot. And 7 guys with at least 20 attempts. Kyle Lumpkin, as we mentioned, he kind of leads the attack. 91 carries, 371 yards, has yet to score a touchdown. Most of the touchdowns have been scored by the quarterback, Shea Smith, 60 carries, 229 yards, 6 TDs. Through the air, 28 of 50, you know, 3 picks, 4 TDs, 394 yards, nothing spectacular. But, you know, obviously, okay, you're going to hear a lot of names. You're going to hear Kyle Halderman a lot. You're going to hear Savvy Stevens. You're going to hear Todd Newell. Asher Clark you'll hear a little bit. You're going to hear a lot of these guys. But let's flip the script and talk UNLV's run defense because this is what's relevant to our listeners here. Let's talk UNLV run defense and what needs to get done.
Anytime you play an option-based team, it's all about assignments. You have to take care of your assignment, and you hope that your teammates will take care of their assignments, which will then execute the game plan needed. So, UNLV has to play assignment football. It's really simple, yet they find a way to always mess it up these past 2.5 games. If UNLV plays assignment football, whereas linebacker will take the quarterback, the other linebacker will take the running back on the option, then they'll have good defense. If UNLV does not play assignment football coming up on Saturday night, it could be a long night for the defense once again.
And the funny thing about saying assignment football is that before the last two games, Nevada and Colorado State, they've said the same things. They've said we need to play assignment sound football. They keep saying these things, but at what point does it actually calculate into something substantive?
They've had 2 weeks to prepare for this one team. If they don't get it right after these 2 weeks, they probably won't get it right for the end of the year.
So you're a believer.
I'm not a believer. I mean, I think if you've had 2 weeks to do anything, one would hope that when the time comes, you would know what you're doing. It's that simple. It's that simple.
I don't know. You sound like a believer when you called for him to be 7-5 at the end of the season on All In last week.
All That's In, the- Thursdays, 5:30, Vegas TV, Channel 14, LasVegasSun.com/All In, iTunes, search All In Vegas, YouTubes, All In, YouTube.com/All In Vegas. What? You don't like how I'm holding it too close, Ryan? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm saying our listeners' ears might not.
Well,
Mamba,
they should love my voice by now because I love all my listeners and fans.
Okay. Well, two themes on this. Let's move back to football. Two themes with this defense. You talked about assignment football. Very true. Now, it sounds to me, and I'm sure you agree, assignment football, good assignment football for this team relies on focus. Mike Sanford talked with us today about focus. Now, if you look at UNLV's first to second quarter splits, grossly outscoring their opponents in the first quarter, badly being outscored in the second quarter, and a lot of that has to do with, as he said, focus.
Focus.
He had a tough time pinpointing it today, saying, you know, and he kind of said something interesting, saying, you know, kids as a whole in today's society just have a hard time keeping focus on things. Do you go along with that? Do you agree that? I see that.
I can understand that. I mean, when I watch TV now, back in the day, I used to just watch TV. Now when I watch TV, I'm on my computer. I'm maybe listening to my iPod. I'm doing a lot of things. I mean, people are doing a lot of things at once, so
okay,
it's hard
very
to focus
good
at just one task at hand. I mean, when you're on the internet, you're not looking at just one page. You probably have four tabs open. You're looking between four different sites. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your people are always doing. There are a lot of multitasking right now. Mm-hmm. So for ask somebody to focus in on one thing, I mean, it's tough.
Yeah.
I probably can't do it right now either. And that's just the way it is these days. You know,
that's a very good point, and I can see that. But at this point, you wonder, I mean, they've had tough times focusing two games in a row. Does a week off really do that much to maybe help cure some of those things?
And a lot of that focus maybe they're nicked up and they're bruised, you know what I'm saying, so they're worried about their injuries. I mean, they've had 2 weeks off. They should be fresh.
And Quentin Pointer's an example of that, too.
I mean, he's been worrying about his elbow ever since he dislocated it in the first couple of days of practice, and you see he hasn't really been able to catch an interception, and he's had plenty of opportunities to do so, you know what I'm saying? So I think with the bye week, they're all healthy. Except for Starr and the other guy was out with a concussion.
Preston Brooks.
Preston Brooks. So they're not worried about their injuries or anything right now. They should be focused on football for that game. I think that will be a big key coming into this game on Saturday just because that they've had time off. They're well rested. They know what they should do coming up on Saturday.
Well, the other thing is last week Mike Sanford talked after practice about how no starting jobs in the secondary were safe going into the bye week. Now the four starters – for Colorado State, Jeff Howard, who left early with a sprained toe, he is said to be 90% right now. Quentin Pointer, we've talked about his struggles this season physically. And then at the safety spots, Terrence Howard and Daryl Forte, who've been pretty steady at times in coverage. Tackling-wise, they've come up with a lot of numbers but have been parts of some of those missed tackles in the last couple weeks. There's some guys behind them, and guys like Deontay Purvis and Lorenzo Bursey at the corners and at the safeties. The quarterbacks turn safety, Travis Dixon and Chris Jones. But I see nothing but a positive effect from Sanford saying to these guys, your jobs aren't guaranteed here, fellas.
I mean, anytime there's competition in anything, your senses rise, you pay more attention, you practice harder, you play harder. I remember back in my high school days when our coach said there's going to be competition for the wide receiver job. I mean, I stepped my game up. Everybody stepped their game up because, I mean, when you want to impress the coaches, you want to say it, I'm the man, I'm the guy you can trust come late in the fourth quarter. And I must add this. I mean, this may be the best week to pick an open competition in the secondary just because Air Force will not be passing the ball a lot. You know what I'm saying? So everyone can get their reps in. And you can see who's will be playing well, who may not be playing, who may get some time on the bench.
I think that's pretty fair.
Thank you.
I think that's very fair.
Thank you.
And, you know, usually when you talk about your high school days, we get off on these ridiculous tangents, but that actually had substance
to
it.
I don't
so
want
to. For that, I thank you.
I don't want to relive the glory days because then you'll just get me all worked up. And let's just say I had hands like Randy Moss. I had speed.
So you gator-armed a lot.
Oh, wow. I had speed like a young Terrell Owens. You know, I knew
so
how
you
to
only played half the plays.
Your boy could do some serious work in his high school days. That's all I'm saying.
Well, since you are a master expert of the offensive side of the football, you know, it's funny because there were a lot of questions on the offensive side of the football coming into this season. And really at this point as we enter game 7, that is about as steady a thing as you have on this UNLV football team right now. And you know, it's funny because we're talking about them playing a team in Air Force that's probably going to be bowl eligible when it's all said and done. And you know, you almost know the offense is going to show up and produce at this point.
You know you can mark down 24 to 30 points, not a lot of turnovers, good execution for the offense. And that's all you want right now.
Not a lot of drop balls.
Not a lot of bad situations. They may punt the ball one or two times, but they'll score a lot of points. They won't turn the ball over a lot. You know what you're going to get from the offense. The question is now, what are you going to get from the defense?
Well, and I think because that's a question, maybe there might even be a little more pressure on the offense to make sure things stay the same because, you know, while the defense is trying to regain its ground, the offense has to keep doing what it's been doing. They cannot afford to have a down offensive game.
This would not be a good day to pick your worst offensive game of the year if you're UNLV just because the D is going to be relying on you guys a lot to burn clock and have long drives and try not to put them out on the field as long as possible. It's simple. I mean, when you have a struggling off a defense, you got to use a lot of clock on the offensive side of the ball just so you limit the amount of time they can have bad situations happen. So
Frank Summers, again, important.
Frank is always important.
Yeah,
he's a very important human being. Mm-hmm. Very important. He's like, Frank is like me to this job. You know, without me, where are we going to be?
Wow.
You know, where are we going to be? Very important.
Air Force run defense, it's worth pointing out, fifth in the league, right in the middle of the pack, 126.2 yards allowed per game. So UNLV will have its challenge cut out for it. They ran the ball pretty well against the sixth run defense in the league in their last outing against Colorado State. So before we get out of here, Alex.
Yes.
Prediction and pick to click.
What's the pick to click?
Who's going to click this week?
Oh. I think it'll be a close game. I think
4.5 point spread.
I think UNLV will win just because it's homecoming. They're bringing out the 68 team. Anytime you bring out the old school teams, it fires up the troops. They've had 2 weeks to prepare, and they need this victory. The snowball is going downhill right now.
Especially because TCU and BYU are on the horizon.
Exactly. This could get ugly real fast, and they need this victory. I think they'll get this victory. Pick the click. You know, Frank has not really had the big game yet, you know? And I think he wants to get this started. And I see Frank going for about 175 and three touches.
I'm going to go – I'm picking Air Force because they run the ball so well, and until UNLV proves to me that they can stop it, I can't in good conscience pick them. So I'm going to take Air Force 24-13. Actually, no, I'll go 34-23. I'll bump it up 10 points each side. Pick to click for UNLV. Boy, I don't even know. I think Frank's a good pick. I can't go with the same one as you, obviously.
You can't be like me.
No, exactly. But if they are going to run the ball well, you know who's This might be a little bit of a reach, but who's impressed me the last couple of games is C.J. Cox, yes. His backup. I think if they are trying to get into a clock management game, I think he could wind up being pretty
good. That's a good selection right there.
Any final comments before we bounce out?
Nah, man. It was a tough week at the sports books this weekend. The boys try to bounce back. We should be good. You? Anything you got to say?
LasVegasSun.com/Rebels, that site you're on right now.
Yeah.
It's where you got to be every day for your
latest
and greatest in UNLV news.
Tell like 10 of your friends to get on like two times a day.
Tell them to tell
their friends. You know, we just try to make that money. We all know we're in a recession right now. You know, times are tough, but you just got to find a way to make things happen.
And LasVegasSun.com/Rebels is your way to help stop the recession.
I love what you do.
Thank you.
And that's a perfect note to end it on. For Alex Adianju, I'm Ryan Green. This has been the Rebel Room. We will be back next week. We'll talk what was, at that point, UNLV Air Force.
We're not going to do a basketball preview later on this week.
We did that last week.
Oh, I wasn't here. Oh, okay.
We'll do UNLV. We'll look ahead to UNLV's trip to Provo to take on BYU. And we will talk Rebel Hoops as the season will officially be underway at that point. For Alex Adianju, I'm Ryan Green. We'll talk to you next week.
See you guys. Bye-bye.